From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Accusations go back and forth between U.S. and Russia. A top Russian diplomat has criticized the U.S. for creating unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria when it publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks that were aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. According to the foreign ministry's website in Russia, the deputy foreign minister Sergei Ryabkov said the supercharging of emotions about Russian hackers is being used in the pre-election fight. The current administration taking part in this fight is not averse to dirty methods. Late Friday, the U.S. administration stopped short of calling Russia's intrusions an act of cyber war, but said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee in July. The commander of U.S.-led international forces in Afghanistan, together with the country's defense minister on Saturday, traveled to a nearly besieged southern Afghan city and assured residents they would not let it fall to the Taliban. General John Nicholson, the commander of NATO's Resolute Support mission, told tribal leaders in Lashkar-Gah that international air power and enablers will be available to Afghan security forces. He promised the city will never fall to the opposition. He reiterated that Afghan forces have secured most of the population centers throughout Afghanistan. Greece's Coast Guard said that 131 migrants were rescued on Saturday off the western coast after their vessel sent a distress call and was found rudderless at sea. According to initial reports, the migrants were believed to have been trying to reach Italy. Neither their nationalities nor the boat's point of origin were reported. Harbor police helped the boat make it to the docks at the western Greek port of Methone. All aboard were safe. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports security in northern Nigeria remains fragile and that people who have suffered for years from Boko Haram are living in fear of renewed attacks from the militant group. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Boko Haram militants have largely been routed by the Nigerian army. However, they have not disappeared and still pose a threat in the northern part of Borno State. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says
they have found similar patterns in these places of a high level of vulnerability among people displaced by Boko Haram, with nearly every family affected by very worrying protection issues.
Spindler says women are forced to send their children, some as young as five, to sell small items or beg in the street so they can buy food and medicine. Others, he says, send children to collect firewood for sale. This puts the girls at risk of sexual attack. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Spindler says many families are headed by women because their husbands were killed by Boko Haram or they were forced to join the insurgents or simply they have disappeared. Hurricane Matthew weakened to a Category 1 storm on Saturday, but still remains a threat to the coasts of Georgia and the Carolinas. Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. As the storm barreled north after storming through Haiti, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas, at least four deaths in the U.S. state of Florida were linked to the storm on Thursday and Friday. Anger among Republicans continues to rise after the release of a 2005 video recording of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump making lewd remarks about women. Now, Trump did apologize in a video that was released early this morning.
I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they've placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down.
Republican pollster Kristen Soltis Anderson told CNN that Trump has always struggled to gain the support of white women with college degrees and that this latest revelation further cements his inability to win that segment of the electorate. And Hillary Clinton has struggles of her own as well, convincing voters of her trustworthiness. And now WikiLeaks has released a pile of emails that putatively include transcripts of her speeches to Wall Street firms. Ms. Clinton is reported to have said both a public and a private position are needed on policy issues. The emails were among hundreds of messages WikiLeaks published from the hacked account of John Podesta, Clinton's campaign chairman. She's purported to have been paid more than $20 million for her speeches to Wall Street. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.